Though agriculture is important in national development, government allocates less than 10% of its budget to the sector. Studies suggest that Ghana needs to devote 14% of government spending to agriculture to achieve the 6% targeted annual growth rate in the sector. This was contained in a research conducted by ActionAid, an NGO, on Ghana's agriculture spending. Here's a report by Sandra Danso and Elvis Bedier.
The research focused on small farmers, particularly women in rural areas. Women produce about 70% of the country's food. They do most of the planting, weeding, harvesting and transporting of the produce. Some women farmers who spoke at the stakeholders forum by ActionAid in Accra said more women are into farming than men. However, the level of productivity of the average farmer is very poor. The farmers asked for fertilizer subsidy and also appealed to the government and stakeholders to broaden the support to women's agricultural production and processing to reduce poverty in the country. Development Policy Advisor, the Office of the Vice President, Professor Sule Gariba, noted that there is the need to adopt a gender balance approach with regards to extension services in agriculture. This is because men have more access to tractor services to plow the land for the farming than women.
Government has multiple channels for supporting agriculture. One such channel is through the fertilizer subsidy. One of the issues that they have raised is that the level of productivity of the average farm is very small. The fertilizer subsidy has now been quite extended both in its quantity but also in the timing. As we speak, already thousands of bags of fertilizer have been delivered to assist in rolling out the fertilizer. The other aspect that they raised, which was I think very critical and not much has been done about it yet, is the cost of tractor services. The approach which is being adopted now is either you form a group to come and purchase a tractor or you can afford 24,000 deposit. And I think part of what they raise is that this amount of money is too prohibitive for them. And right now government is already thinking about how to encourage much larger conglomerates to come into especially the northern aspects.
Dr. Veronica Kwoli-Kwote, writes to Food and Climate Change Policy Advisor ActionAid Ghana, said Ghanaians should not only concentrate on cash crop farming, but also food crop in which most farmers in the rural areas are involved. She called on farmer-based organizations to come together, as other cash crop farmers do, to enable them get the necessary logistics for the enhancement of crop farming.
A report was filed by Sandra Danso and Elvis Bedi.